AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. There's a diplomatic scramble this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris meeting with NATO Secretary General in Munich and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin with his counterparts in Poland, monitoring for signs of a potential Russian invasion into Ukraine.
Our joint exercises in Poland and the Baltic states will continue to demonstrate our readiness to defend our easternmost allies.
There are reports of intensified shelling along Ukraine's eastern flank. This is a Ukrainian deputy prime minister.
One of the waves of this development could be the military invasion.
Russia has heightened concerns today, announcing it will conduct nuclear drills, including test launches, tomorrow. The Israeli military is reporting it fired interceptor missiles and scrambled warplanes, seeing a drone launched by Hezbollah from Lebanon today. In Minnesota, former police officer Kim Potter will learn her fate. She was convicted of manslaughter for using her gun instead of a taser on motorist Dante Wright. A judge has ruled former President Trump must answer questions under oath in a New York investigation into his business practices, although it's expected to be appealed. More from our Jennifer King.
A judge who has previously sided with New York Attorney General Letitia James has ruled that former President Trump and two of his children must answer questions within 21 days. The AG says her office uncovered evidence Trump's company used fraudulent or misleading valuations of assets like golf courses and skyscrapers to get loans and tax benefits.
Nearly 300 passengers and crew members have been rescued from a fire on a ferry near the Greek island of Corfu. Two drivers were stranded on the burning vessel awaiting a helicopter rescue. American trained skiing competitor Eileen Gu captured Olympic gold in the women's ski halfpipe final, competing on China's team. This is AP News. In the Georgia trial for the three white men accused of hate crimes in the death of Ahmaud Arbery, an investigator has testified they found a Confederate sticker on a toolbox in the convicted killer's truck and a vanity plate with the Confederate flag. A civil rights leader spoke out against no-knock warrants at the funeral for Amir Locke in Minneapolis.
Reverend Al Sharpton said Locke would still be alive if Minneapolis had banned no-knock warrants.
Not guilty of anything but being young and black in America.
Locke was shot by a SWAT officer and wasn't named in the warrant. His mother, Karen Wells, says
the Minneapolis Police Department executed my baby boy, beautiful baby boy, in less than 9 seconds.
The mayor in Minneapolis has imposed a moratorium on no-knock warrants. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.